All right, so let me just update you real quick on injuries coming out of this football game. Brian Braman suffered a left shoulder AC sprain, and as of right now, he's just going to miss Wednesday's practice, but expect him for the game. Leotis McKelvin, same thing, that hamstring got a little tight on him and sore on him, so we'll keep him out of Wednesday's practice. And rest, and then he'll be available for the game as well. The other ones that got injured that are okay, Fletcher Cox had the left ankle. He's fine. Dorio Green-Beckham, left knee, patellar. He had just some tendonitis there in the game, late in the game, actually. He'll be fine. Lane Johnson, right elbow, hyperextension of this group. And then Benny Logan, left calf spasm. He'll be fine, the one he had from practice the other day. Lane's is probably the more significant, but he'll be fine. He'll be a little bit limited Wednesday, but it'll be good for the game. And then Ertz, Maragos, Matthews, and Isaac are all fine.
Hey, Doug, so it sounded like you said for the interception with Wentz at the end that it was his third progression, but he indicated that it was an alert that he saw coming out of the huddle. So I was wondering if you could just kind of walk us through that and what's what.
Yeah, I mean it's a shallow basic post combination, and it's really an alerted post. Really, the primary is the shallow to the basic on the play to the back. I mean, and again, that's kind of the design of the play. They ran a thief coverage, which means they robbed the free safety, played cover one, and he ended up having to he moved a little bit in the pocket, saw the guy cut. And it really took Ertz away. And at that point, by the time he hitched back up into the pocket, his eyes went to Nelson on the post and decided to throw it at that time. When, in fact, Jordan on the shallow could have been the throw at that time. But, hey, give our guys an opportunity to make plays down the field and hope for either a catch or an intercept, a PI.
What's the responsibility of the wide receiver in that situation?
Well, there's multiple things. One, from a quarterback standpoint, late down the middle, obviously, is not a good thing. That goes all the way back to my days in Green Bay with Brett Favre. I mean, talking about that kind of stuff, and those are things you learn. The second thing is when the ball goes up, it's our ball or nobody's ball. I mean, that's the mentality. That's the mindset. That's what we coach. That's what we teach. And then being able to track the football. And, Nelson had an opportunity to make a play there from where the ball, was thrown slightly outside. I mean, it is a deep throw. But typically it's either our ball or nobody's ball.
On that play also, did that kind of remind you, like, it seemed like Carson was doing that quite a bit, like, during the OTAs and maybe early in training camp where, just kind of throwing the ball deep and stuff like that. Was that something you noticed, too?
Well, I think early in OTAs, just getting an idea of the offense, sometimes you can make those types of throws early, trying to understand the complexity of the offense. But he, it's a teachable moment for him. Next time in that situation, he'll definitely understand what's going on, I think, and not make those decisions. He's the one thing about Carson is he it's a short term mentality. It happens once, he forgets it, he moves on, and that's what we got to do in this situation, and get ready for this week.
Should have gone to Matthews first.
I mean, if it's the next time, or had he seen the rotation of the safeties and whatnot, I would suggest that he teach off the film and find Jordan.
Is that a case where he's maybe a little too aggressive? Is that you have to kind of rein him in?
Not at all. Not at all. No, and I won't rein him in.
Situation where you only need a field goal. Caleb in a dome. I mean, he was kicking well. Do you need to, before he goes out for the series, kind of go over the situational awareness of.
And we did. We listen. I was down there calling timeouts when the defense was on the ball, and I was on the radio with Frank. We were getting ready for our 2-minute drive, and we knew that we were going to have time. Chances are we were going to be out of timeouts, obviously, and so we were covering all the situations. And again, hey, listen, this is his fourth start. We're beating him up over his fourth NFL start, and he did some great things now in this football game. Not one play is going to magnify him. Or our performance in this football game.
Fumble. Should he have been holding the ball on the outside?
Again, it goes back to that, you know, throwing it late down the middle of the field rule for the quarterback. You usually like to carry it on your outside arm. There was a, you know, Jordan Matthews had a block, kind of got blown up there. Lane was pulling around the edge. And it just Detroit. I mean, they made a tremendous play, and just kind of caught us, kind of bang bang in that situation. But ideally, I think as a runner, yeah, you would want to carry it in your outside arm.
A lot of people have asked me on Twitter and in emails, what's the rule when the ball? You know, we all saw how the ball was recovered. The guy snapped it back between his legs to a guy in bounds, but. It was touching Jason Kelce, who was lying partly out of bounds first. Is it not dead then?
It is. It's dead ball out of bounds. That's the rule. And that was one of the things I wanted to make sure this morning that I was correct and accurate in that ruling. It's just one of those things. We can't cough the ball up.
Did you check that with the league then? Or?
John Ferrari, who is very versed on the rules, and he and I talked about it. We actually discussed it during the game because these situations come up throughout the league, and we see video of this kind of stuff all the time. it's something that it's obviously a turnover, so it's a booth situation, booth review, and. It's out of our hands.
What's the explanation that you got after the booth reveal?
He didn't touch it. It was not touched. It wasn't touched by us.
Are you guys going to send something to the league on that?
Well, we'll send a few clips in out of this game. But again, that's not why we lost this football game.
What did you make of the disparity though in penalties, 14-2?
We almost overcame it and won it, and that's a tribute to the football team and the way the guys battled. To have as many plays on defense to start this game, three drives, it was like 32 plays. And if you count penalties and everything, I mean, it's a bunch of football. And, that was their game. Our game was we battled, we hung in there, and defense played outstanding in the second half. We made plays on offense and had a chance to win it, with 2 minutes to go in the game.
Did the play get in a little late on either of those?
Which one?
We'll delay a game penalty.
Correct.
Did the play get in late, or was Carson maybe, I don't want to say over-adjusting, but was he over-adjusting and taking?
Well, the one in the red zone, the one down in the red zone, all week long, this is a team, they like to zero blitz you down there. So we had some kills and some audibles this week that we wanted to put in to maximize the blitz and protect the throw or protect the run. And he was trying to get us into that protection and get guys lined up that we had practiced. It was just, time, noise, all of that factored into those delay games.
So it's really an important point, and a number of them were first fouled. Is that representative of the way you played, or what do you think the officiating was?
I'm not going to get into the officiating. We have to correct them. We have to play smarter, obviously. The face mask on Fletcher is always going to be an unsportsmanlike. It's going to be a personal foul, those types of things. We got to play smart, as I mentioned, I think that how we came back in this game, I think it just shows the character of this football team and where we are from even a year ago. I think this game a year ago got out of hand and it got shut down and it got blown out. This group didn't do that yesterday. This group was resilient. This group battled. Sideline was calm. They were, whatever adversity came our way, we were able to overcome it. And, you know, it's like that two-minute drive before the end of the half. I mean, we were in first and 25, second and 23, and we were, overcame that and got the three. So it's a sign of a good football team.
Where do you think that confidence came from?
Well, I think it comes from the coaches, number one. There's no panic on the sideline there. I mean, the communication. The thing is with the better communication you have with your players on the sideline, it just kind of just eases it. If we're not prepared as a staff, players are going to know it. Players are going to see it, and then there's chaos. And our staff and my staff is prepared on game day, and we're able to make the necessary adjustments. And I think it starts with the staff, and then it works itself down to the players.
So are you getting what you want from Nelson at this point?
Yeah, he made a nice couple contested catches. He's putting himself in a position to make plays. With play calling and different as the game kind of unfolds, I don't necessarily feature one guy over another. I just think you just play the game as it is, and you ask your quarterback to progression read and all that. But Nelson has put himself in a position to help us. And again, yesterday he had a couple of nice catches. DGB stood up, stood out yesterday. A couple of nice quick throws and runs, and you can see the strength that he has. So as a group, it was a good performance by them.
16 of 61 snaps while Barwin and Graham played 53, 52. What's going on there?
Well, it comes down to the way we rotate, and sometimes it's personnel and offense, whether a team is going to hurry up or not, or huddling quite a bit, and Vinny's a big part of that group, it's just a matter of the rotating basis and keeping guys as fresh as we can throughout the game. But there's nothing other than that to read into.
More a guy signed a 5-year, $47 million deal in the contract in the offseason to play a little more?
Well, I mean, you're asking a question that we rotate so much at the defensive line position that Fletcher obviously gets his snaps. I mean, Brandon Graham gets his snaps. Connor, these guys are getting their reps, and when you're in there, you're called upon to make plays, and you have to make the most of those opportunities.
With the running back rotation, do you anticipate it'll be Ryan and Darren moving forward? I mean, is there going to be a role for Wendell and Kenyon moving forward, or is it? Are you just going to stick with those two guys as long as they're healthy?
Yeah, Ryan and Darren are the as I've said before, the two primary guys. Wendell had a role against the Steelers, obviously, when Ryan was out, and we're able to pick up sort of the slack there. And Kenyon's the same way. We get opportunities to put him in a game, we will. But as going forward, it's Ryan and Darren, and we'll spell those other two guys when we need to. Well, if you saw the third series of the game, it was a 14-play drive, 12 total plays. There were three third downs. One was a false start, and the other two were dime personnel. Or one was nickel, one was dime. We had an opportunity on 3rd and 11 to make the play. Michael was in position, just didn't make the play. I mean, Riddick's a great back, and he made a miss. The other one was in the red zone, and it was dime, and Tulloch was on the field. The defense had previously been on the field 22 plays. Basically offense kind of, we were I think 8 plays and out that first drive, and just needed to give guys a break, just to give them a blow. It was a long first half for our defense staying on the field.
Doug, Lane Johnson seems to think he'll hear something Wednesday or Thursday on his suspension. Will you go ahead and give someone else, Allen or Levati, reps at right tackle, or how's that going to work?
again, until we get the final word, Lane's my right tackle, and I'm going to keep going that route. If Lane is limited due to his injury on Wednesday, then as I mentioned before, we'll probably have Big V, you know, step up and get some reps this week, particularly maybe on Wednesday. You know what? This is a great question, because I saw how ticked off this team was at the end of this football game, despite everything that went on in this game, negative, positive, the whole thing. This is a different football team than a year ago. This is a resilient football team. This is a team that, when I walked on the plane last night when we were halfway home, and everybody's on their iPads watching the game. They're watching. They're correcting the mistakes. They're wanting to get back out on the football field, and that's from a coach's perspective. That's great to see. It's great to see your players take ownership that way. the leaders of your team really step up and I mean, yeah, as bad as it hurts, at the same time they understand that, hey, we let one slide, and my message to them was that every week is going to be a challenge, and every week has its own circumstances, but it was great to see the veteran guys, and really all the guys back there, from Carson to Malcolm to Fletcher to, Connor, Brent Selleck. I mean, everybody's back there looking at the game, so this thing it won't spiral. It won't spiral. They're taking ownership of it.
This is your first loss. When you look back at how things unfolded, is there anything you'd have done differently, mistakes that you or your staff made?
You know, we just like players, and maybe more so, we look at it from that perspective, and I got to look at it as a play caller, and did I put our guys in the proper spot, obviously hindsight's 20/20, and you can sit now with a fresh set of eyes and go, maybe that call there or this call there, but coming away from this game, even under the all the circumstances surrounding this football game, I felt like, and we felt as a staff this morning that we gave ourselves an opportunity, we gave ourselves a chance. I felt like going into this game that our tight ends against their linebackers, for instance, was a matchup in our favor. Could I have called more, middle of the field with our tight ends? Yeah, but we were getting a couple calls against us at that time too. So, you always look at that kind of stuff and come away thinking maybe this, maybe that. But at the end of the day, I feel comfortable about how I called the game and how our staff handled, some of the adversity and what we overcame. There were two, and they were towards the end of the game. One, he hit Jordan Matthews on a dagger route. It was a big, big play for us. And then he hit Jordan again on a 3rd and 6 right before the end of the game. That were two big third down throws that not many rookie quarterbacks are going to make right now, and he's been able to make those. Okay? Thank you, guys.